不会进步的啊。
So then, of course, you will not improve.
因为是别人的原因啊，促使我不会进步啊。
Because of other people that I am not improving.
所以神要我们自己来想想自己的缺点啊，才能够有那种悔改的原动力。
So God always wants us to think of our shortcomings so that we can improve.
那一样，我们成绩不好吧？我们在上班的时候，这个工作不顺利啊。有时候我们要检讨自己，不是检讨别人、啊、
And in school, if we don't have good results, or in work, we don't have good assessment, we have to evaluate ourselves.
这样子才有进步的空间呢、啊。
That is, then there is room for improvement.
也才有进步的动力。
And also the motivation for improving.
啊，不然的话，我们会停在。原地哈
，otherwise we'll be stagnant。
所以神现在就是在天上等，看看我们是不是停在原地，还是要继续往前走。
So God is always watching us from above, whether we are stagnant or we are keep moving。
那假如神看到我们继续往前走的话，哎，这个人已经有改进了啊，有认真的，有进步了。
So if God actually sees us moving on, then He knows that we are improving。
那神就来帮助我们。
Then He will also help us。
所以神就称呼以色列啊，很清楚的告诉他。
So here is God called out Israel.
你的失败都是因为自己的问题啊，自己的罪。
Your failure is because of your own sins.
好，那第二节。
Verse 2.
当归向主用言语哈、啊、祷告他说啊，求你除尽罪孽，悦纳善行，这样我们就把嘴唇的祭啊代替牛犊献上。
Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, Take away all iniquity, receive us graciously, for we will offer the sacrifices of our lips.
So, 要怎么样使在我们失败当中能够重新站起来
？So, how can we stand up again after our failure?
啊，不是赶快去看这个网络啊，有什么办法啦
？And we should not just go online and check out some solutions.
还是赶快去找书啦。啊，到底是书上说些什么
？Or we look for books and see what they say.
啊，就找专家，找朋友。
Or go to some specialists or friends.
啊，圣经说都不是的。
And the Bible says no.
说神说最主要的哈，就是要除尽罪孽。
So the most important things that God told us is take away all iniquity.
说这个是根本的问题啊。
This is the root of the problem.
原来是他们罪孽的问题，犯罪的问题，得罪神的问题。
It was because of the iniquity and they have sinned against God.
因为神是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
要跟神连接上关系的话，也一定要圣洁。
If we want to connect with God, then we need to be holy too.
因为神跟人一样啊。
Because God is just like man.
物以类聚啊，就是相同性格的人，一样个性的人啊，就聚在一起啊。
And if we have the same nature, we will gather together.
啊，喜欢打球的人啊，就交一些喜欢打球的人。
And if we like to play sports, then we automatically will find the same people.
啊，喜欢逛街的人啊，就找一些喜欢逛街的人，大家一起出去逛街。
People who like shopping will go with people who.
啊，神也一样。
It's the same.
神是圣洁的。
Similarly, God is holy.
啊，所以他还希望找一些圣洁的人作伴呢。
So God also wants to gather those who are holy to be with him.
所以我们为什么了解神，要认识神
？So we need to understand him and.
其实圣经啊，很多就把神呢、啊，拟人化，把它变成一个人，好像是人。所以人的话，我们就能够了解，能够理解神啊，那怎么来追求神，认识神？
And the Bible always personify God as a human, a person, then so we can understand him better and to know him better.
因着圣经才经常说啊，天父啦啊，其实他是神啊，你说我们神是神啊，父是父啊。
So and for example, Bible say Heavenly Father as God.
所以我们就把他想成是我们的父亲。
So we can think of him as our father.
啊，他就是我们天上的父亲，所以。要父亲的话，那我们就想到我们地面上父亲，那我们要怎么来对待我们自己的父亲
？So as a heavenly father, we will also think of how we actually obey our earthly father.
所以一样的神啊，不喜欢跟这些罪人啊一起做朋友。
So God would not want to be friend with the sinners.
要怎么来回转归向神？第一个问题当时要解决罪的问题啊。
So in order to return to God, we have to take away all iniquities.
那怎么知道有没有罪
？So how do we know that we have sin？
那就是要经常祷告哈， 啊，读圣经我们就能够啊，良心啊就很清洁，就能够知道我们到底是有什么缺点呢、啊、
That's why we need to pray and read the Bible daily so that or often so that we can have a clear conscience.
那这样子的话啊，神就悦纳我们的善行。
And then God will receive our good deeds.
啊，所以神悦纳善行也是有条件的。
And He will receive us graciously because of some reason.
因此我们经常会听啊，听啊，某些外面的这些慈善的团体哈、啊，他们也是行善。
We know that there are
外面的这些行善的 charity organization,
charity organization.
那他们也是行善啊，做了很多的好事情啊。
They give a lot of charity and do a lot of good deeds.
哦，他们在地震的时候啊，就赶快去帮忙那些受灾的灾民呢、啊。
And during earthquake, for example, they would go help a lot with the victims.
啊，所以他们也是行了很多善事。
So they would do a lot of good deeds.
啊，很多人在想说，他们那么有爱心啊，神不会悦纳他们吗
？So many people ask if they are so good, how come God would not accept them?
当然，以我的想法，以人的想法，我是希望神能够悦纳他们。
But for a human point of view, we would like God to accept them too.
因为他们做得比我好啊。
Because they have done even better than us.
啊，那些受灾民，我还不能够去帮助他们，但是有很多人去帮助他们呢、啊，用物质啊，花时间去帮助他们的。
Those victims from all these disasters, they have been helping them, and they have helping them physically.
那我们要了解神。
But we need to understand God.
这里说要除尽罪恶啊。
Here it says, take away all iniquity.
要神才能够悦纳善行啊。
Then only He will receive us graciously.
那当然，这个罪到底是犯什么罪，还是有什么罪？这个是神在定的，以神的标准来衡量，不是以我们人的标准来衡量。
So this iniquity is according to God's standard, how He measures it.
以外面的衡量的话。他比我好啊，因为他到那里去做善事啊。
If we use human standard to measure the society, then we think the so and so is better than us.
啊，但是以神的标准来看
，But if according to God's standard,
他整个人的内心，整个人并没有更新。
The person, the people may not have renewed their hearts.
在利未记的第一章里头，我们经常看到啊，怎么做就能够蒙神悦纳。
And in Leviticus chapter 1, it says that if you do whatsoever, then you will be pleasing to God.
那换句话说，假如没有按照神的方法来做的话，来献祭啊，来除掉他们自己的罪，那就不能够蒙神悦纳。
And if you do not do according, if you do not sacrifice according to God's standard, then you will not be accepted.
所以我们就不会被外面的这些述说啊，言语啊，所吓到，哇，他们也是行善呐、啊，那神难道不会纪念他们吗
？So we would not say that, oh, all these people are doing all these good deeds, then how come God is not accepting them？
那神就告诉我们答案了、啊。
So God is telling us the answer。
啊，必须要除尽罪孽。
We have to take away all iniquities。
神才会悦纳我们的善行。
Then He will receive us graciously。
那这样子的话，这个人呐、啊，他就会献上啊，献上。嘴唇的祭，嘴唇的果子。
And then we'll also offer up the sacrifices of our lips.
来代替表面上的这些献牛犊的事情啊。
And we'll replace the physical offering of calves.
也就是说，一个人哈、啊、要来服侍神，要来做这种崇拜的工作哈。崇拜 worship.
崇拜。Oh, so if one is to perform worship to God.
那就是要真心的崇拜，真心的赞美神。
One has to worship God in truth and in spirit.
那赞美是发出自一个人的内心。
And then also out of our own praises to God.
啊，一个充满了感恩的心情来颂赞。
And when we praise God, we have to have the hearts of thanksgiving.
那我们想想，这个人内心呢、啊，充满着感恩呢、啊。
So if one has the heart of thanksgiving,
那充满着喜乐。
And he will have joy as well.
那他为什么会感恩呢
？Why can he be thankful?
因为有一个人给他恩典呐、啊。
Because someone is giving him grace.
那这个恩典是他花了毕生之力不能够达到的。
So it's something that we cannot attain ourselves.
那这个人给他，那他就觉得很伟大。那个人啊，给他恩典很多啊。
So if other people are showing us gracefully,
那我们想想，他是不是很高兴啊
？Then we will be very happy.
啊，好像有一个人呢、啊，帮我们找到工作。
For example, someone help you to get a job.
那我们是不是很感激他呢
？Then we will be very grateful.
那当然很感激啊，因为这个工作可能按照我们自己的能力啊，是不能够求到的。
Because it's hard for us to actually attain the job, so we will be very grateful.
那但是现在我们有了。
So now we have the job.
所以我们的救恩也是一样。
So similarly to our salvation.
很多事情我们是花了毕生之力，就没有办法拿到的、得到的。
Many times we spend all our might and strength, and we cannot attain.
那借着耶稣基督，我们就有办法。
But because of Jesus Christ, we can do it.
啊，比如说今天下午啊。几个弟兄姐妹啊，我们去看 Jack 弟兄了。
For example, this afternoon, we a few brothers and sisters we went to see Jack.
那我们就鼓励啊，鼓励丽娟呢。
And we try to encourage sister Li Jun.
啊，说你要感恩呐、啊，感谢主啊。
You need to give thanks to God.
你看，你有那么多弟兄姐妹来看你。
Because so many brothers and sisters come to visit you.
啊，你只要是不信耶稣的话
，If you do not believe in Jesus,
你再用再多的钱啊，你能够买到这些人来看你吗
？If you have a lot of money, would you be able to buy these people's visitation?
你看他说这个这边的病人呢、啊，就除了他啊，来看望他的人呢、啊、最多、啊。
And among his peer patients over there, Jack has the most visitors.
那这个不是他用金钱能够买得到的。
It is not something he can buy with money.
这个就是一个很大的恩典。
This is a great grace.
哎，让他得到很大的安慰。
And also, it's a great comfort.
所以有这种感恩的心啊，那这个人啊，内心是充满着生命力的。
So if one has the heart of thanksgiving, then the life will also be vigorous.
那自然他就会从内心啊发出赞美的声音。
And from within, we can actually praise God.
而不是一种表面的服侍啊，表面的崇拜而已。
And so it will not only be a mere superficial worship.
所以我们祷告啊，这祷告叫。不要看成是一种负担。
So do not look at prayer as a burden.
啊，不管是祷告十分钟、十五分钟、二十分钟、半个小时，甚至一个小时。
Doesn't matter 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, or 1 hour.
啊，虽然我们可能不习惯，也很辛苦。
Sometimes we may not be used to so long.
但是我们一定要想一些值得让我们感谢的事情。
But we need to think of things that we can give thanks.
那我们内心呢，一定会活起来。
Then within our hearts, it will be very lively.
我们所做的事情就觉得很有意义。
Then the things we do, we will feel it's meaningful.
啊，不然的话，就真的成为一种负担。
Otherwise, it will be a great burden for us.
所以我们的赞美是从内心来赞美神。
So we should praise God from within.
因为神悦纳我们的善行。
Because God will receive us graciously.
所以现在呢，我们就不再依靠这些外来的啊，不再依靠。埃及的军队也不依靠这个亚述的军队。
So now we should not rely on this army of Assyria or Egypt.
我们就专心依靠主。
We need to focus on God.
当然，这个要很多定力啊，这个要有安静的心啊，才有办法。
Of course, this will need our firm belief and have the quiet heart.
啊，比如说像一个病危的人呢。
For example, a person with fatal disease.
那这个病危呢？当然，家属一定会很着急。
The family members will be very anxious.
啊，有人告诉说啊，你要吃这种药。
People will tell them, oh, you should take this type of medication.
啊，他也可能会听啊。
And he or she may listen.
因为他心里面已经乱了了。
Because they are very anxious at the time.
那我们主要是不乱啊，要很静心，人家能够安静下来。
If we are very calm, we stay calm and quiet.
我们才真正能够交托神。
Then we can truly rely on God.
啊，真正依靠神。
And to trust in God.
所以我们要求神给我们一个安静的心。
So we need to ask God to give us a quiet heart.
我们很自然的就能够很专心啊，来依靠神。
Then we can focus our hearts to rely on Him.
啊，其实一些旁边的人对我们所说的建议，我们算是很感激啊，但是我们也要过滤啊，是不是？值得听啊、
Even though many people give us a lot of advices, and we need to filter them out and then see what's the best to take.
那是不是跟神的荣耀有所抵触
？And if whether those advices are against God's glory.
因为神让我们碰到这些环境、这些挫折。
Because God may let us encounter these troubles.
那碰到这些失败。
Failures.
那我们可能有疾病啊。
Sometimes we may have illnesses.
但是神就要借着这些人来彰显他的荣耀。
But God may use this as a way to give glory to Him.
所以也是要借着这些环境啊，来彰显神的荣耀。
And through these, He will manifest His glory.
因此我们要认识神啊，知道神的旨意啊。
So we need to know Him and to understand His will.
我们就能够安静下来，专心依靠神。
Then we can have a calm and quiet heart to rely on Him.
好，那再来是神哈，我们悔改以后呢，那神有他要做的事情啊。
So after we repent, God will want us to do something else.
哎，那第一节到第三节是呼吁我们回转悔改。
From verse 1 to verse 3, it's calling us to return to Him.
那第四节以后呢？
From verse 4 onwards.
啊，第一节、第三节大部分都是你呀、啊，就指的这些以色列百姓啊，你呀、啊，啊，现在呢是我啊，就是指的神自己说话哈、啊。他说我啊，我要怎么办？你已经回头了，那我也要做我的事情啊。
From verse 1 to 3, we see that God is telling the Israelites, so it's always you. And then from verse 4 and onwards, he's talking about I, so what he will do.
So 我们的神啊，不是不讲道理的啊。
Our God is very just.
我们的神呢是很慈悲的，只要我们一动的话，他也会动啊。
He's very fair and also merciful, so if we act on it, then he will also take action.
好，那么看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
我必医治他们被盗的病，甘心爱他们，因我的怒气啊向他们转消。
I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from him.
啊，再看第五节。
Verse 5.
我必向以色列如甘露，他必如百合花开放。
I will be like the dew to Israel. He shall grow like the lily.
哦，什么？看到我就是神啊，神自己说话说我要怎么办呢
？So here God is telling them, I will do something.
啊，他说他要医治这些百姓被盗的病。
He said that he will heal the backsliding of Israel.
那什么叫做被盗
？What is this backsliding means?
啊，这个英文说 backsliding， 那 backsliding 就是说，比如说我们在爬山坡哈。
For example, when we are climbing a slope.
我们爬到200公尺的地方啊。
Let's say we have reached 200.
哎，啊，要滚下来的。
Feet, and then we backslide.
啊，滚到原点。
And then we return to the original point.
啊，还要再重新爬。
Then we have to climb again.
啊，很辛苦啊，爬到300公尺的地方。
And then when we make an effort to climb up to 300 feet.
啊，要滚回来的。
And then we backslide again.
哦，所以这个是 backslide， 这个滚回来的意思，这个被盗的意思啊。
So that means you go back to the original place.
所以这个被盗的意思是再回到以前不好的习惯。
So backsliding means going back to the old habits.
因为神以前曾经拯救过他们呢。
Because God already told them before.
神曾经帮助过他戒烟。
Let's say God has helped someone to quit smoking.
神帮助他戒酒、戒毒、戒赌博。
Quit drugs, gambling, or
现在呢又回到老路这些坏习惯了。
And then this person went back to his own old habits.
啊，这个就是被盗。
This is backsliding.
啊，所以被盗是已经曾经蒙过恩典的，而现在要回到老路了，以前古老的行为、古老的习惯。
So when one already received the grace and then he returned back to his old bad habits.
好像一个人重生了，一个出生的婴儿。
Just like a person who is being reborn.
啊，现在要生病了。
Now he got sick.
啊，生病哦，圣经说是被盗的病，这是一种疾病。
And this backsliding is actually a type of illness or disease.
这个就是生病啊，出现问题啊。
So that's why it's a trouble now.
出现问题就是要找医生啊。
So when there's problem, then you need a physician.
所以我们有些时候，假如是觉得很 weak， 很软弱哈。
So when sometimes we feel weak.
没有什么都哎呀，好像没有什么兴趣聚会， 很勉强哈，哎，没有什么动力。
We feel we have no motivation to come to services.
不是很高兴的去祷告，很高兴去读圣经。
And we do not feel joyful when we read the Bible or pray.
那这个也是一种，不是大病，而是有病啊。
And this is considered a type of disease.
因为不是很健康啊。
It's not healthy.
因为一个很健康的人。
Because when one is healthy,
就像小孩子蹦蹦跳跳啊。
It will be like the kids, they will jump around, running around.
以前我刚到美国来的时候，我们住一个很小的公寓。
When I first came to the U.S., I lived in a small apartment.
我的女儿啊，她在里头走，她是每次都在跑步的。
And when,
她不用走的，才很小，那公寓一个房间啊，一个客厅而已啊。
And when my daughter would move around, she would always run.
她到时小孩子嘛，就在跑步。
And we only have one room and one.
因为他们这个正常就是有朝气的。
And because children they have vigorousness.
所以在灵性上来讲，我们也应该是像小孩子有很朝气的。
So we should be like the children having vigor and energy.
只要做圣道啊，好累啊。
If we do holy work and we say, oh, we're so tired.
回家好累啊！今天开会开得很晚，好累啊。
And when you go back home, you say, I'm so tired from the church council meeting today.
这是我自己的体验啊。
This is my own experience.
祷告的越多啊。
If you pray more.
虽然礼拜六的行程非常的满啊，其实有时候很满啊。
Even though you may have a very full schedule on Sabbath day.
有时候忙到七八点。
I may have to do until 7 or 8.
但是呢，我感觉主要这个体力觉得很好。
But thank God, I have very good energy.
一早上从早这样一来，其实也正常来讲也会累的。
And just since the beginning of the day, you know, until very late, normally I will feel tired.
但是因为那个灵力就是哇，好像是我讲不出来，就是很喜的，就哇，就好像是内心一把火。
But I can feel that fervency, it's like a fire within me.
不知道累啊。
So I don't feel tired.
但是假如不祷告的话
，But if I don't pray，
到了中午就很累啊。
Until noon time, I would already feel tired.
好累啊，不行了。
I can't go on anymore.
所以真的，我们要多多祷告。
So we need to pray often.
把我们发生的腿要这样挺起来。
We need to stand up and then from our feeble feet.
这是我个人体验。
Feeble legs, and then this is my own experience.
所以大病小病大概大家偶尔都会有了。
So we may have illnesses, great or small.
但是不管我们的感觉怎么样
，Doesn't matter how we feel.
神都是甘心的爱我们。
God is willingly loving us.
是百分之百的无条件的爱我们。
He loves us unconditionally.
那第五节说，他必像以色列如甘露。
Verse 5 says, "I will be like the dew to Israel."
那甘露很特别，甘露是早上降下来的，从天上降下来。
The dew comes in the morning from heaven.
那甘露呢是静静的啊，没有声音的，静静的。
And the dew, the morning dew is very quiet.
不像大风雨一样。
It's not like a great storm.
说早上我们一起床，哇，这个草地上啊很多的甘露。
So in the early in the morning, we see this morning dew on the grass.
因为它是静静的。
Because it comes quietly.
但是我们感觉很清新，哇，今天好像空气非常好。
And we can actually feel the air is so refreshing.
所以圣灵的工作，神对我们的工作也是静静，有时候是静静的。
So similarly, the work of God for us is also quiet.
他说我们看不出来呀。
We may not see it.
就有的信徒会说啊，神啊，你在哪里呀
？Some people always ask, "Where are you, God?"
其实我们要安静啊，我们才能够看到这个神迹啊，这个甘露。
In fact, we have to have a calm, quiet heart in order to see the miracles of God.
有的时候神是派遣人来帮助我们。
Sometimes God will send other people to help us.
那我们可能感觉不出来啊。
We may not feel it.
事实上，那些都是神所差的，神所降的甘露。
We may not realize it, but those are the people just like the dew coming from God.
主要现在学会的。
So now we should learn.
我现在我太太在北加州那里啊整理房子。
So right now my wife is still cleaning up the house at North Cal.
啊，准备出租那个租的人啊，要好像要租要不租啊，也很麻烦的。
And we tried to rent the place out, and then the person, the potential person seems, hesitating.
那我怕他自己，我怕太太自己一个人啊，在那里他精神会很觉得很累啊。
And I'm also worried that my wife may be, too stressed.
所以我就问他说，哎，今天有没有什么？值得您感恩的事情啊。
So I would always ask her.
叫她想一想啊。
Each day that anything you feel thanks thankful for today.
啊，她说有个老姐妹啊，去那里帮忙她啊，跟她作伴。
So she said, yeah, there's an old sister who came to help me out.
我说啊，感谢主啊，这个就是神派的天使啊。
So she said, thank God, this is an angel sent by God.
这个就是神从天上降的甘露。
This is the type of dew that God sent from heaven.
所以我们要想想说，我们每天当中有什么可以感谢的。
So we need to always ponder what kind of things that God gives us each day to be thankful for.
神是我们的父亲啊。
God is our Father.
他是那么的慈悲。
He is so merciful.
他都把阳光给那些不好的人，何况是我们这些，我们是好人嘛，对不对？我们是义人嘛。
He even sends the sun to shine on other evil people, and because he also gives us the righteous people.
所以我们要换一个角度哈，来思考问题。我们会发现很多甘露的。
So we need to change our perspective to see things, and we need to see this dew coming from God.
我们身旁很多人来帮助我们呢。
We see a lot of people helping us, surrounding us.
神他甘心爱我们。
God is willingly loving us.
不管我们对他看法怎么样。
Doesn't matter how we view him.
假如甘露降下的话。
If the dew comes upon us.
其实甘露就是一种祝福，在旧约时代就是一种祝福的意思。
Dew is like a blessing.
好，这个甘露一降下来呢，你看，如百合花开放，如黎巴嫩的树木扎根，它的枝条必延长，它的荣华如橄榄树。它的香气如黎巴嫩的香柏树。
So when the dew came, it will grow like lily and lengthen his root like Lebanon. His red branches shall spread. His beauty shall be like olive tree and fragrance like Lebanon.
好，我们看这就是一个生命的现象啊。
So this is a display of life.
那生命就很旺盛。
The life is very vigorous.
那一个人呢，就充满了朝气。
So then one will feel all this liveliness.
那就不会抱怨了。
Then one will not complain.
你看，充满了感恩，你看枝条延长啊，哇，这些都是好的，好的事情就发生在他身上。
So we should feel all these thanksgiving, when all these good things happen to us.
那可能他昨天才刚刚被公司解雇哦。
So for example, one may be let go from, laid off from a company yesterday. But in his heart, he still feels with thanksgiving. His life is still full of vigor. Because there's a lot of dew surrounding him. Because God loves him. Because he returned to God.
我们再看第八节。
Let's also read verse 8.
以法莲必说，我与偶像有什么关系呢？我主回答他说，必顾念他，我如青翠的松树，你的果子从我而得。
Ephraim shall say, what have I to do anymore with idols? I have heard and observed him. I am like green cypress tree. Your food is found in me.
这个就是跟神之间良性的互动。
This is a type of interaction in terms of conscience between God and man.
我们回转以后。
After we return to God.
那神他就帮助我们来医治我们的疾病。
God is helping us to heal our sicknesses.
他从天上降下甘露。
He has given us dew from heaven.
让我们这棵树啊的生命力很旺盛。
So that our trees will be very revived.
我们就能够结出果子。
Then we can be fruitful.
尤其是我们做在上班啊，我们在地面上做事情呢。
Sometimes when we work in a workplace,
可能我们觉得，哎，今天怎么那么顺利啊？
And we may feel sometimes we things go smoothly.
啊，今天半数学怎么那么顺利，那么快就完成了
？And maybe a certain day things go so smoothly and everything is done.
哎，不是偶然的。
Quickly, that is not a coincidence.
因为我们今天丰收啊，我们今天丰收有很多的果子。
Because we are harvesting that day and we have a lot of fruits.
所以你旁边的人觉得很高兴，你自己也高兴。
And people surrounding you feel happy, you also feel happy.
啊，这些果子从哪里而来呢？
And where does this fruit come from?
啊，从神而来。
It comes from God.
因为他降下甘露。
Because God gives us the dew.
因为他改变我们内心。
Because he has changed our inner hearts.
他能改变我们的态度。
He has changed our attitudes.
所以我们对其他的人讲话就很温柔。
So that we may be gentle when we speak to others.
他本来是很对立的。
And some, originally we may not be in good terms.
那但是我们以基督的爱啊，去跟别人来交涉。
But when we try to socialize with others, with the love of Christ.
我们改变了想法。
And we change our mindset.
我们以神的角度去看事情。
We use the perspective of God to look at things.
我们就以不一样，我们的态度就不一样了。
Then we may have different attitudes.
当我们态度改变以后。
After we change our attitudes.
那其他的人也会改变呢。
Other people will also change.
哎呀，你对我那么 nice， 那我怎么好意思对你生气呀？
So people say, oh, you're so nice to me, so I also have to be nice to you.
啊，你讲话对我那么 nice， 那我要认真办事啊，要给你一，要赶快帮你办呐、啊。
So if you're nice to others, they would be willingly helping you out.
所以这些果子都是从神来的。
So all these fruits come from God.
因为他改变了我们的心态。
Because he has changed our mindset.
可是呢，第九节哈。
But in verse 9.
说谁是智慧人可以明白这些事呢？谁是通达人可以知道这一切呢？因为神的道是正直的，义人啊必在其中行走，罪人却在其上跌倒。
Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. For the ways of the Lord is right. The righteous walk in them, and transgressors stumble in them.
所以神的话好像是两面的利剑。
And the word of God is like two-edged sword.
那么两面利剑，意思就是说，看我们是看哪一面啊。
So the two-edged sword means it depends on where we're looking at.
比如说，这边脸哦，很光滑，很亮啊。
For example, my right side of my face is very smooth.
又抹什么那个很好看哦？你看我这边哦，又什么没有擦粉啊？但是呢，这边是很光滑的哈。
So maybe my right side it looks very nice and smooth.
啊，可是这边呢
？And my left side.
哎，就不好看呢、啊。
Instead, it's not.
我说就你看哪一边
？It's not nice. So it depends on where you're looking.
只要是智慧人的话啊，他就看善的、正的这一边。
If you are wise, then you will see things more positively.
感恩的这一面。
More with thanksgiving.
那坏人呢？罪人呢
？And sinners or evil men?
啊，都在看另外一边。
They will always look at the other side.
啊，罪人看到耶稣基督啊，你是一个人啊，你让我，你害我不自由啊！你看，我也不能够去喝酒，我也不能够去抽烟，都是你害的。
So the sinners will look at Jesus Christ as someone that is that is against them because they cannot have the freedom to do all kinds of things, to drink or to gamble and stuff.
哎，所以他不信啊，因为你是害我不自由啊。
So they do not believe in him because he thinks that Jesus let him having no freedom.
可是智慧人呢不一样，他的看法，他以神的角度来看事情。
But those who are wise, they look at things. From the perspective of God,
他都充满了感恩了。
So they will be filled with thankfulness.
啊，所以我们是哪一种？我们是看哪一边呢
？So depends on where we're looking, which side.
啊，所以我们看事情要以神的角度啊，以正向、以正面、以积极的方面来看。
So we should look at things from God's perspective, positively and actively.
And also 以这个乐观的态度来看事情。
And also be more optimistic.
那我们每一天呢都过得很快活啊。
So then every day we will live our lives very joyfully.
我们回转归向神。
So if we return to God,
我们就能够连属神，跟神连接在一起。
Then we can reconnect with God.
那神他，你看他造万物啊，说每样都是事情都是很好的。
Because God created all things that is good.
除了创造什么哦，这个很美好，那个很美好，什么都很美好。
God created all things that are good.
所以他看一切事情都是很美好。
And what he view, all things are also good.
在他眼中没有一样事情是不完美的。
In his eyes, nothing is imperfect.
所以我们也要以神的眼光来看事情，哎，什么都完美，感谢主啊，不错了。
So we need to use the perspective of God to view things so that we can be thankful.
我们就能够知足常乐。
Then we can be content and be joyful always.
好，再唱诗。
Let's all sing him.
441首。
441。
Sent to a grand and free.